big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WRSU-FM New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm filling in for John Cooper tonight on his great, great jazz show, but I won't be playing jazz tonight. He told me to play whatever I want to, so I'll be playing what I usually do on Thursday nights on the Big Beat Show. That's vocal group harmony, even like that one, which didn't have a heck of a lot of harmony or a lot of vocal group, but that counts. You've heard of a one-hit wonder? Well, that was a no-hit wonder. Even though, well, his name was T. Tucker, T-E-E, Tucker, recorded it for Atco Records, kind of a, you know, pretty big label, subsidiary of Atlantic in 1961. But that record probably sold about two. It was called Rock and Roll Machine, and not that bad, though, so it should have sold at least maybe four or five. T. Tucker and a group on Atco from 1961. And we're going to roll along with some more vocal group harmony for the rest of this hour for another 56 minutes or so. This one on a subsidiary of RCA Victor, this time from September 1956 on Groove Records. Here are the Elvinos telling us all about that girl called Geraldine.
Ba 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 doody paddy wa 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 ba doody paddy wa
of the Heartbeats.
I'm Vernon Sievers, the baritone of the Heartbeats.
And I'm Robert Tatum, the second tenor of the Heartbeats.
I'm Al Krupp, the tenor of the Heartbeats.
And we're listening to the Big Beat Show!
Well, she was so mean, she was so sweet, she was so mean at all.
longest fade-outs ever recorded. There were the Emeralds on Bobbin Records, May 1960. There were several groups called the Emeralds, by the way. That's just one of them. Bobbin, I believe, was out of St. Louis, but they were singing about a girl from the Windy City, so that's Chicago. The Emeralds and Rumblin' Tumblin' Baby. Just ahead of that, some a cappella by the Royal Counts on Catamount Records from Jersey City. That was 1970 when that was issued, a cover of the Students' famous record, That's How I Feel, right there by the Royal Counts. And on Groove Records from September 1956, we heard the Elvinos and something called Geraldine. Now, let's see. This next one, a little note here, has some problems musically. I guess that means the band isn't very good. But the singer, his name is Ronnie Dawson. Ronnie Dawson. This came out on Swan Records, another Philadelphia label, in 1960. Here's Ronnie Dawson, an unnamed group. I always play groups. That's what I do when I'm on the Big Beat Show. By the way, this is not the Big, even though the Heartbeat said this is the Big Beat Show, this is not. This is John Cooper's Great Jazz from the Hub Show. And my name is Lou Rallo. I'm happy to fill in this evening for John and play some vocal group harmony for you. It's enough talking, Lou. Here's Ronnie Dawson and group. And I think I got this queued up right. It's called Decided by the Angels.
Decided. Show. I was dealt a kind fate, why I'll never know. Was decided by the angels, decided by the angels. Angels, 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 decided it. Watch the movie, both eyes were stuck on me. My throbbing heart said to me, your dreams are coming true. Decided by the angels, decided by the angels. Angels, 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 decided it. Thank you.
to prove my love is worth for you. If that isn't love, all it would have to do until the real thing comes along. To understand, I'll always love you, come what may. My heart is yours. What more can I say? I lied for you. You know what?
There was a big hit record in, I guess, about 1959 or 60 called Mother-in-Law by Ernie K. Doe. Well, that's not the only thing that Ernie put down on wax. We just heard something else. Ernie K. Doe and an unknown, uncredited soul group on Duke Records from August 1967. And something, the old standard, Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Not bad. And just ahead of that, we did hear Ronnie Dawson and Decided by the Angels, and a group, of course, uncredited group, on Swan Records from 1960. Now, this next one, I want you to pay very close attention to this one. Now, let's see if we're going to follow me, okay, because I got some stuff to tell you. Stylistically, music has, for a long, long time, been divided by ethnicity. Black songs, white songs. It really has a lot less to do with skin color directly than it does with a style of singing, which does originate ethnically. But when someone talks about a black group or a white group, they're not talking about their neighborhood or anything about what they look like. They're talking about their style of singing. And the same thing goes with gospel groups. You could pretty much tell a white gospel group, especially from the 50s or 60s, from a black one. It's just a stylistic thing. And it's neither good nor bad, but it's, you know, it's a matter of preference. This next recording on a 45 RPM on the Richburg label from about 1969 by a group called, a black gospel group called the Sensational Six of Alabama. They're quite well known, incidentally, during the 60s. What they're doing on this following recording of the song is called I Saw the Light. Now, I don't think I've ever heard many black groups do this song for whatever reason. I may be wrong, but I don't think too many of them did. Here, the Sensational Six of Alabama, this black vocal group, and a great group they are. Here they are imitating a white preacher in the style that the white singers sang in. All right, so hang in there with me on this one, okay? It's called I Saw the Light by the Sensational Six of Alabama on Richburg Records. Try to catch on to what they're doing here. They're doing this kind of tongue-in-cheek. Ready? I Saw the Light.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, when you're traveling, you get a little tired sometime when you're traveling. Therefore, you have to stop and rest. This particular time, the Sensational Six stop, it was in the churchyard in the deep south. Nevertheless, this was the white people's church. This old white man came over to the car. He invited us in, but but we did not go in. We sit there and we listen to the services from the window. He gave his testimonial and he sang a song, and it goes something like this. I saw the light. Praise the Lord.
Hold on to your shoes, because this is Rhythm and Blues.
She told me, baby, I don't have to cry no more. Well, it's right back, 'cause tomorrow we may be gone. Well, it's right back, 'cause tomorrow we may be gone. I'm higher than a Georgia pine, hat on the side of my head. Feel so fine since you told me, baby, I don't have to cry no more. I give everybody every joint a taste of doing charge to me.
Keep the juices gone this morning.
Give me the check about a half past me. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so good. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, daddy girl.
everybody else is gonna take it to and talk to me.
Bobby Ralph and the Laurels in a moment, but let me tell you what we heard in that set. At the top of the set, I think you'll agree, that was quite interesting, a very interesting novelty by the Sensational Six of Alabama, probably about 1969 on Richburg. They tell the story right there. I saw the light. Just after that, some good buddies of mine, the Vibernaires, at least two of them, from Asbury Park, New Jersey, on the After Hours record label. That was issued in May of 1954. The Vibernaires and Ooh, I Feel So Good. And just now, with Bobby Spencer on lead, the Josie label put out Broken Heart by the Cadillacs from May of 1957.
Suddenly, it's 1956.
To let me know if you want me. Are you afraid to fall in love?
Are you afraid to fall in love? it feels like the melody that flows through the air, Bobby Ann, Bobby Ann, you make me so blue.
Like floating on some cumulus clouds on the Fox record label from 1959, Bobby Ann. And the group name on that label is Z Majestics. Z-E. New word, Majestics. Pretty daring for a group to do that back then, believe it or not. And just before that, we heard Bobby Ralph and the Uncredited Laurels, that's the name of his backup group, on Dot Records from October 1956, and I'm Not Afraid. Let's go to another 45 RPM on Groove Records from December 1956. This lady's name is Veretta Dillard, and she was backed up actually quite regularly, not always, but most of the time, by a group called the Four Students, who were really the group called the Q's, who did a lot of backup work for people on Groove as the Four Students. So, recorded June 26, 1956, and issued in December of that year. Here's Veretta Dillard, an uncredited group, and I Can't Help Myself.
The more you hurt me, the more I love you. Should you deserve
I just can't help myself.
I said, diamond, are you?
Said it was sent down the fire, sent it down to Elijah, set the altar on fire, but didn't they say? God said it was sent down the fire, sent it down to Elijah, set the altar on fire, but didn't they say? Great God, Elijah was a great man of God, but the demigrate God, he wandered abroad in a land all above, a water to drink, so the demigrate God, he got strength, got food from a raven, he sent a dove, got water from the brook, so I heard, but Elijah went down in Egypt land, just to tell him how long the battle would stand. God said, he would send down the fire, send it down to Elijah, set the altar on fire, but didn't they say? God said, but send down the fire, send it down to Elijah, set the altar on fire, but didn't they say? Great God, then old King Ahab, they wanted to know, boys, how good a man a be so sure. Elijah said, stop and let me show you a band of God that you want to know. I just heard from the master, I got a request, well, to build an altar in half a contest. He built an altar out of many stones. The mighty men began to moan and they cried, Baal,
send the fire.
Hey, Baal,
send the fire.
Well, they cried, Baal,
send the fire. Send the fire from on high.
Crying, oh, Baal.
What else, send the fire?
Hey, Baal.
Why don't you call him louder? Then old Bill sleeping down in eternity to ride. From morning till evening, did it cry, trying to bring down fire from the sky. But Elijah called on the beating lamb, a rose of Sherubim, the God on high. A lightning came down from the sky, struck the altar with burning fire. But he was standing and heard that cry. God said, he was sending down the fire, send it down to Elijah, set the altar on fire. But didn't they say? Because said he was sending down the fire, send it down to Elijah, set the altar on fire. But didn't they say?
Okay, let me run that three record set down for you, okay? And let's see, at the top of the set, I Can't Help Myself by Veretta Dillard and the Uncredited Four Students on Groove Records from December 1956. And just after that, a very, very rare vinyl 45 by the Friendly Brothers Quartet on RCA Victor from 1951. We heard Elijah. Then, on the J&S record label, that's J&S number 3191 for you record collectors, pretty late in the tenure of J&S Records in New York, 1964, that group was called the Gillettes with a song called The Same Identical Thing. And just now we heard the Gillettes with a song called The Same Identical Thing. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I just said that, didn't I? The same. Never mind. Let's move right along. Here's Gladys Patrick on MGM Records from 1956. She is backed up by the credited Charioteers on this one. And it's called Love Is a Wailing Thing.
Some say love is funny. Some say love is sweet. But if you ain't standing steady, it will knock you right off your feet. Love is a wailing thing. Love is a wailing thing. Hits you like a double crossing boomerang. Love is a wailing thing. I guess I must be crazy. Things keep getting rough. Love keeps knocking me down, but I just keep getting up. Love is a wailing thing. Love is a wailing thing. Hits you like a double crossing boomerang. And tight. It's like the bone of a honking tenor when he hits that note just right. You just can't do without it, no matter how you try. You need someone to love you, even though they make you cry. Love is a wailing thing. Love is a wailing thing. Hits you like a double crossing boomerang. Love is a wailing thing.
Forget my sentimental heart.
heart. Then foolish pride would just drive us apart. If you see my timing in some rendezvous, beneath the town where a pussy was blue, attention and just let it be, but keep it a secret from me.
There's some great early rhythm and blues vocal harmony by a group called the Five Crowns. That one from December 1952 on Rainbow Records. We heard Keep It a Secret. I'm going to give you just a little bit. I don't have too much time for this. So I'm flipping over. Okay. Just a little bit of the Dozier Boys. I'm not going to have time for the whole thing. This is on Chess Records. You got to get it, it's called.
Mama needs a dress, that's her request.
I want to thank John Cooper once again for letting me fill in for him today. It was really a pleasure. I had a good time. I hope your listeners enjoyed what it is that I have to play. Always tune in 24/7 on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My show, of course, is on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock now. It's been on this station since 1981, and we're going to go till 2081, and that's it. Then I'm going to retire after that.
Now that it's past, that life
is. Stay tuned. Scott's coming up in a moment. And I want to play one more thing by the Five Crowns. Although this one a little bit later, from January 1954 on Old Town Records.
Don't forget it. Get out and get with it.
There's a little jazz horn for you. Yeah, that's about it for me. So thanks very much again for listening. May harmony be with you until next time. And as I mentioned, I'm going to take it out with the Five Crowns one more time. This is called Lullaby of the Bells. Thanks a lot.
Ding dong.
Dear Lord above, ding dong. I pray to thee that you'll come back to me.
The bells ring. My heart's aching. Oh, she'd take me. Oh, Lord, how happy I would be. Please tell my love to her, to me. my presence from one above. He said, my son, you will be loved.
Oh, my Lord, how happy I would be.
Bells ringing so sweet and low, my Lord will wait.